Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director, the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Professor, thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me and allowing me to give an update on coronavirus in the country.
Prof, I think we all woke up to a very different reality today. There's a lot of apprehension, dare I say it, there's some fear. The workplace felt very different today.
Yeah, I think we've really gone into a new phase since the government declared the national state of disaster. It certainly was quite a dramatic speech we heard last night. So it has really put us into a new phase. And as you say, looking around the town, looking around the shops and so on, there has been quite a marked difference to what it was last week. Unfortunately, you know, there are two sides to the corona story.
Yeah.
On the one hand, we people who are trying to trivialize it.
Yes.
And say, well, look, it's just another influenza, maybe a little worse influenza, but it's another influenza. But on the other hand, there's a lot of panic and panic buying and so on and so forth. And people are getting alarmed and so on. And really the mean is in between. It certainly is a serious public health problem we're facing. But on the other hand, we need to kind of approach it with calm and cool heads.
Prof, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. I hear what you're saying about trivializing, yeah. And I hear what you're saying about panic. I'm struggling to understand, though, what that middle position is. I mean, if you are young and... Well, not necessarily young. If you are under 70 and relatively healthy, I mean, how should you be reacting?
Yeah, look, it certainly is a more severe illness than influenza. And unfortunately, the numbers don't really tell you that because the trivializer is always, deaths due to influenza, which is of course very high, but mainly affecting the very, frail elderly. So we need to take that into account when looking at the impact of the infection. Obviously, those lives are just as valuable as any other lives. But, you know, the influenza has been with us, of course, for many centuries, almost as old as mankind itself. This is a new infection.
Yes.
The mortality rate certainly appears to be higher. What we call the case fatality, which is the number of people that die who actually present to the medical care, varies between about 2 and 3%. So it is a relatively severe disease, there's no question about it, and 15% need to be hospitalized. Some of those may have complications for life afterwards. We're talking about quite a severe disease. It is more common in the elderly. It is more common in those whose immune system is compromised. But on the other hand, one can't be too complacent if one is a young, fit, healthy individual, because it has, in fact, severely affected some of that group as well. So we need to be aware of that it is severe. We need to be cognizant to take the relevant measures which are, you know, have been publicized to try and minimize the chances of being infected or transmitting the infection.
Prof, so I've got a question for you. So the other day,
sure.
I heard that in England and in some of the Scandinavian countries, they're implementing a sort of let's all get infected and then build an immunity to it sort of policy. Forgive me for not knowing the actual term. But now again, I saw some articles on, I think EWN, which basically said that people who were discharged from hospital in China for the coronavirus have tested positive for it again. What exactly does this mean? Is there going to be like a bigger issue? Is the virus mutating?
Yeah. You know, on the problem, we are still actually in a learning curve. We are looking at the data which comes out from the studies done, I think mainly in China, to some extent in the other countries where there's a lot of circulation, like Italy and Germany and France and so on. So we are accumulating that information. It appears that it's an acute infection. In other words, you get the acute infection, you recover, and you shouldn't get it a second time. You should be immune. Having said that, there are now coming to the fore some isolated cases, like what you mentioned, where somebody had the illness, got the disease, recovered, and then got reinfected afterwards. I think those cases need to be studied quite intensively before one can really kind of make any educated, convincing kind of understanding of, you know, is it an acute self-limiting infection or does one, you know, get recurrent? Like, for example, influenza, one does recover and one can get a second infection because both of these infections are in fact fairly superficial. So it may be that the immune system is not so effective as we'd like it to be. Mm. But again, as I'm underlined, these are still things we're learning about. We can't be too confident in what we say about it at this day. It's still a little bit too early.
Prof, we're going to be a little bit late for news, but I think this is worthwhile. There clearly is a lot of interest in the subject. If I may very just quickly ask you two questions posed by listeners. Charles has got hold of us and asked the question, can you get lung damage long-term from having the disease?
Yes, that is the problem. That is one of the kind of long-term complications which may occur in that small group, that 15% of people who are severely affected need to be hospitalized. A percentage of those, at this stage, we're not quite sure what that percentage would be, may have permanent lung damage as a result of the acute infection.
And then somebody else, unsigned, clearly wanting to take preemptive action, saying, if I'm asymptomatic, but I have yes. the disease and I go for an X-ray, will the lungs appear inflamed?
Well, yeah, they may or they may not. Yeah, you know, I think probably if they're asymptomatic, it's unlikely that they've got lung damage because the symptoms are more likely from the upper respiratory tract. In other words, you're talking about sore throat and a cough and so on. Cough is usually due to bronchitis rather than from the lungs itself. So if they're asymptomatic, they're unlikely to have X-ray demonstrable inflammation in the lungs. But I suppose it is possible.
Prof, I want to thank you really hugely sincerely from the station, myself and everybody here, everybody listening for yeah. your input. It's just so wonderful to be able to get some clarity on something that obviously is of such huge concern to so many people. We're really going to appreciate hopefully speaking to you quite regularly over the forthcoming weeks.